This is your host, Dr. Mansima Shabazz.
Hello, good afternoon, beautiful people. Happy Friday. Thank you for joining me today. Some of you know me and some of you don't. So I'd like to do a quick introduction. I'm Dr. Mansima Shabazz. I'm a transformational coach, teacher, and author. And I have a healing practice in Wethersfield, Connecticut. I want to give a shout out to all friends, old and new, who behind the scenes help me to connect to the four bones of my existence. So, what is the four bones? That's the topic of our discussion today. To thrive, we need to connect to these four bones in our lives, and I dive right in. The first one is our wishbone. All of us have hopes and dreams, things we aspire to do in our lives. For someone, one reason or another, we've tabled it. Life happens. And sometimes we put things aside as we go through life, hoping that we'll get to it someday. But time passes by, and we find ourselves almost chasing that dream. But to illuminate our passions, we need to take steps each day to fulfill that dream. For example, if we want to write a book, how do we go about it? Do we have a notebook nearby? To jot down our thoughts, a word, a paragraph, every day. And before you know it, you have something that you've created. Our hopes and dreams opens us up to our creativity. And there's a saying that those who wish to sing, find a song. And that leads us to the second bone, the backbone. Do we have the courage to walk towards our dreams? Once again, the challenges we face in life can put us in a place of despair, or sometimes reasons to quit on life. But every day is a new day of blessings. A new day when we can push towards that dream. A new day that we can hope for new things and better things. A new day of grace. In my language, we say inkrabia. Inkra meaning soul, and bia meaning place. The Akan concept of inkrabia teaches that destiny predetermines the quality and end of a person's life. It is also believed that only God knows one's destiny, inkrabia, which can only be altered by God. So in this regard, it is believed that when the soul approaches Nyame, God, to journey to this earth plane, person is endowed fully with gifts and riches. This means that each soul has the capacity and the will to ask for anything, even though they may not know what each particular request entails. But as the saying goes, you cannot discover new oceans unless you lose sight of the shore. So how do we begin the process of fulfilling our dreams? The third bone is our funny bone. Sense of humor. We take ourselves so damn seriously. Sometimes we can't go to that place of forgiveness or forgiving some of the mistakes we may have made. And we get hooked into that and blocking our sight to fulfilling those dreams. Do we have humor? Or do we find humor in our own stories? Are there parts of our stories that we can sit down and laugh about? When we are confident in narrating our stories, we are able to support emotional growth, deepen our relationships, and have a better sense of self within our environment and our world. There was a time I had a debilitating back surgery, And as I lay in my hospital bed in my living room, I noticed how life had changed. Quite depressing. But through the help of others, I made a date at 4 p.m. every day to watch the Golden Girls. And that brought some laughter into my life. And during that period, I noticed that I could open up to really feeling the wonderful things in life again. And so I encourage you to make a date with laughter, with humor, and connect to the people who would help you laugh about some things in your life. The fourth bone is the hollow little bone, mystery. There is a mystery in the world. This is my favorite part. The unexplainable, the awe and wonder, our connection to the beauty in nature, finding time in the quiet enhances our spiritual transformation. We don't have to have answers to everything. We just have to go with the flow and listen to the inner whispers. And so what do these four things, four bones, bring to our life? I would say harmony, balance, timing, and love. At the center of it is nature. When all these parts come together, we find that thriving in this life experience is a lot easier. Those who wish to sing find a song. If we begin to listen to the whispers in nature, inner voice, understand, and have an inner knowing that our Creator only sees the best in us, we can begin and end each day with gratitude and celebration. The four bones, our wishbone, our backbones, our funny bone, and our hollow little bones assure us of our destiny. The seat of the soul, the journey of the soul is ours to bring to form on this earth plane. So let us move forward integrating all these parts so we may live joyfully and peacefully and lovingly. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you wish to consult with us, please send a message. We appreciate your comments. And thank you once again. Much love.